And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen.
What?
Anthony. Rose.
Up. Doe.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is
we
it that we do?
The people. What? They want.
Special weekend edition of Jalen and Jacoby. We always like to do this, give you something to step to on the weekend as well. Every single day, except for Sunday, day of the Lord, we give you a dope pod to step to. There's a lot to get to today. I want to get your thoughts on sort of the COVID situation in the NFL. I want to get your thoughts on what Ice Cube had to say to you in your Renaissance Man podcast that you can available right now that you can listen to. I want to get your thoughts on Kim and Kanye getting remarried. I don't know what that was in Chicago. Light himself on fire, all that. But I want to start with this. You're in a $10,000 fantasy football league,
it's
dog.
Just a fantasy.
When is the draft?
The draft is September 7th, I believe. The time has moved around a couple of times, but it's going to be the evening of September 7th.
Okay, how much prep have you done? Because you're like a last-minute guy. I know you. What I mean?
Well, it's not about a salary. It's all about reality. And what you prepping for on August 27th and what you prepping for on September 6th is vastly different.
Okay, that's a good point.
So, I'm excited about going into this year. I think it's my time to win it all.
Your time.
Yeah, man. The highest I finished was, I've been in this league maybe eight or 9 years. I think I finished fourth once and third once is the highest.
Mm.
That's unacceptable.
Regular season, or do y'all have like a consolation? You have a bronze medal game in the playoffs.
Yeah, y'all don't care about me winning weeks and winning the division.
No, winning the conference.
No. I ain't even giving y'all. You know, I acting like I ain't rake up no bread along the way. I be doing mad side bets and all of that. Don't sleep.
He said I win the side bets
all day.
So, how much money? So if it's $10,000 up front plus the side bets, how much are you putting up on fantasy in this league every year?
Well, you can bet $500 or a G per week against somebody else in the league. So you find a couple of people that you like to bet or willing to bet, and you do it before the draft. You say every time. No, that's like a dice game. It's just like a dice game. Like every time I'm playing dice, I'm giving everybody action. Whatever you want. You want 10-4, you want 6-8, you want 9-5, whatever you want, I'm giving everybody action. As long as I don't throw 7, I'm picking up everybody money.
Question for you, Mr. Rose. I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, oh, I'm a Venmo Jalen. And I was like, well, Jalen doesn't have Venmo. At a dice game, everybody puts the money on the ground, and then you hit what you hit, and then you pick it up. But when you're making these side bets, how do you pay them off?
Cash.
But I know you don't live in the same city as all these people. I know you're not meeting up to give people envelopes of cash.
Well, we just mail cash.
Mail cash?
Yeah.
So you're going to buy a stamp and put cash, $500, $1,000, in the mail and mail it. You're not doing that. You're not doing that. You do go to the post office more than anybody I know, though. Jalen Rose, in 2021, goes to the post office like it's 1985.
Absolutely. I'm a Renaissance man. Got a lot going on, dog. The founder of a school just had a successful charity weekend and you participated and looked handsome and did a great putt, got so much support, mayors and Hall of Famers and champions. Oh. And
Jalen, you know, I don't know if Troy, did Troy tell you about my shot of the day? 230 yards away. Just grabbed a club, just put it right on the green. And all the dudes that are better than me, that were in part of my group, they couldn't do it. Guess who could do it? David Dowling Jacoby.
That's
you know what
up.
Else happened to me? That was a highlight from the weekend, a low light from the weekend. I every year, you know, I donate during the event.
Thank you, brother.
And I had Michelle, and we were trying to make my yearly donation, and one car got declined. Okay. Gave her another one.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing with you. I love your honesty.
Card got declined. I'm like, Michelle, it must be because I'm traveling. It must be, like, I guess it's because I'm traveling here in Michigan, and they're just trying to protect me. And she's just like, all right, we'll get you later. I'm like, I'm good for it. You know, just get me. So I haven't donated yet.
I
haven't donated to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy quite yet.
I love you so much, dog.
Unless you count the $200 I spent on mulligans.
You
for my
my
group.
Dog. You, yeah, dog. That's why I promise you, dog. This program gonna make us super rich one day. In moments like that, I live for, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't even say anything. I was gonna give her a third card, but I was like, I can't have a third card to get declined. I was like, I gotta go.
And shout to Michelle. Shout to Seema. Shout to Nisha. None of this happens without them. I love them very much. They worked so very hard. Shout to our producer, Demetrius, who made sure the show happened. Shout to our entire staff that adjusted the entire time in order for us to shoot that day. And so, Jacoby, that's why let me teach you a secret.
Okay.
A multitask 101.
Pay your credit card bills?
No. Now, you dropped the mic on that joke. I was moving on to the next portion of the content of the program. And so the next thing I was going to say was about multitasking.
All right.
Like, if you really watch me, like, I'm juggling like 500 million things. Let me tell you one of the keys to me being an efficient founder of a school, featured on Jalen and Jacoby, NBA Countdown, appears on Get Up, does a Renaissance Man column each week. Do you realize I've written almost 50 columns?
Good for you.
I think I've written 40, I think Ice Cube's was 49th. And 50 podcast. And you know what no one has ever said? Jalen can't be there because he's not feeling well or he's sick.
It's great.
10 years, 20 years in the game. I'm just fortunate. I see people getting COVID left and right. I'm vaccinated, but I told you when it first started. What did I say to you when COVID first started?
No, I'm not getting COVID. I don't get sick.
And I don't know What halo the man
don't,
above
don't start,
has
don't
put
start
over
doing
me?
This. Don't start doing yes. the victory lap yet. We're still in the middle of the panty. Yes. The panty's yes. still popping. The no. panty's popping. No. I had COVID like a month
no.
ago.
You know what?
So don't,
no.
don't start
no.
relaxing.
No. Nope. David Jacoby taught me that people don't celebrate enough. So I gotta mm-hmm. celebrate until right now. And let me tell you one of the secrets that unlocks my day. Let me give you guys a time management secret that unlocks my day. I'm not doing lengthy emails. They take too long.
Well, you did mention the column that you're writing, and I was like, well, if he doesn't write an email more than three sentences, how does he get through a column every week?
The same way I did an audiobook. That's a bestseller. You know I'm a best-selling author?
Why don't we say that every day? Every day I'm gonna say, he's best-selling author, Jalen Rose, and I'm David Jacoby.
I purposely, as a young lad said, whatever the world considers a successful middle-aged white guy, I'm gonna accomplish that in black and white.
Okay, great.
So I'm like,
you grill a lot.
College graduate. Like the esteem things, like college okay. graduate, right? Like best-selling author, like a philanthropist. Philanthropist and founder. You know what I'm saying? So if you didn't know me, I could walk in the office and be a 60-year-old white guy.
Yeah, you can't be, can you put Jalen, your first name kind of killed that though. You know what I mean? You got to change your name to Gary. You got to change your name. Because when Jalen, it's like, oh, that's a black dude.
Jalen is more unisex than you give it credit.
Unisex and multi and diverse. I got Jalen lives across the hall from me. Correct. I see Jalen every day. I see you here at the show, and I see my neighbor Jalen, a little one-year-old, cute little kid, across the hall from me.
That's love. And one of the secrets to my day, I'm giving y'all time management 101. Take segments of the day, those people that you taking 3 and 4 hours sending emails to, find a way to talk to them for like 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh,
You just put like 2 hours back in your day. I'm telling you.
You know what happens to me? It's if I'm texting somebody back and forth and we're just like miscommunicating a little bit or the tone is getting out of hand, I just call.
Correct.
You know what I mean? I'll be going back. I text somebody back and forth 6 times. They were both immediately responding, but then I call. They don't pick up. I'm like, if you can text me back, you can pick up the phone. So you're not in church right now.
Correct. But especially if it's – so there's talking for leisure – and there's talking to get tasks done, or it's talking to like give updates, right? So if it's the latter two, it's more effective to just do a 5-minute call, 10-minute call, than for you to keep proofreading an email that's gonna take 30 minutes to finally send. And then you're gonna send that person an email, and then you know what they'll do? Text you back. It's like, I just emailed you, and you texted me back. So no, it's like I got all these devices going.
And sometimes when the emails, I get business emails. I'm like, oh, you're sending me this email, so there's a digital receipt that you said this to me. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, you're just sending me an email.
Correct.
So you have proof that you said to me that I need to like stop doing this or that or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the time that's the case. It's like, okay, I see what you're doing.
Correct. Emails are formal to me.
Uh huh.
Now.
Very.
You know what I'm saying? They're formal to me now. Like I have people that I communicate via email primarily or communicate via text primarily.
Well, one thing I've learned about the email, this is a great life hack. Great life hack. I did this like 3 years ago. I unsubscribed to every single company, every single newsletter, every single everything. I just pared my emails down to like strictly emails that I want to get, because I used to get a bunch of like, you know, events or like we got some clothes, you buy something online, next thing you know you're on the email list. I unsubscribe to all emails that I don't want, and it has changed my life. And the second I get some junk email, I go right to the bottom and click unsubscribe every single time. It has changed my life for the better. So now when I get emails, I know they're just emails. It's not just like, you know, Goodyear trying to get me to buy some tires for Goodyear. They're a sponsor of the show.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, before we move on, there's a couple things I'd like to mention. 30 for 30 podcast and the Undefeated are collaborating to present the King of Crenshaw. 4-part series examines how Nipsey Hussle's life, death, and legacy impacted the sports world, particularly the NBA. You get to hear DeMar DeRozan, Isaiah Thomas, and DeMarcus Cousins, and others explore the realities of life as a black man in America, Nipsey's dedication to South LA and his community, and how Nipsey inspired millions. The marathon continues. King of Crenshaw. Listen now on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. And ESPN Plus subscribers, don't forget you can join an ESPN Plus Fantasy Football League right now for a chance to win $250,000, $250,000. Sweepstakes is U.S. only, 18 or older. No purchase necessary. Visit ESPN.com/ESPN Plus football. Rules for full details and the official rules. Kanye West has an event in Chicago, okay? A listening party for his album, Donda, which we never really know is gonna come out. I think he shook a Drake. This dude lit himself on fire. Lit himself on fire. Jalen, there's promoting your album, and then there's promoting your album by lighting yourself on fire. What do you think about Kanye lighting himself on fire?
First off, congratulations to my favorite art form and the second greatest thing to ever happen to me besides basketball, and that's hip hop. And growing up in the early 70s, it's like we've watched each other grow. And music has been the soundtrack, and rap music in particular became the soundtrack of my life. But also growing up in Detroit, I got exposed to techno and Shari-Vari and so many different styles. But the thing about Kanye and Donda that I now see is unlimited wealth. Mm. Like, you remember when, like, Big and Puff started going extra with the videos and, like, catching stuff on fire, and Jay was on the boat spilling spilling Chris. In my lifetime, go do your research, St. Thomas, that was me first. Like, to watch the game go from that, right? And then what Death Row started to do with videos. You remember those videos? Those are like movies.
Of course.
Right? And that's how I see Kanye. I see him in the vein of artists that I got a chance to enjoy growing up that needed to be salesmen and or women as performers. Like Tina Turner was a terrific performer and saleswoman. How about Rick James? Groups like Cameo, like they were outlandish in their own right. And then it was like Michael Jackson and then Prince. Like Kanye's like a hybrid, like MC Hammer. Remember, he was the number one artist in the world at one time. MC Hammer. And so that's what I now see from Kanye. It's strictly entertainment. It's great for hip hop if he's gonna give us a classic album. What isn't great for me that I need Reg DeLez to hit the brakes on, please, immediately. Did I hear a whisper that Sean Carter took energy out of his life and his lovely family to record a verse and it was removed?
Oh, I know exactly what happened there. I don't need to know what happened. Some lawyers got involved. There's like a cease and desist that got involved. Because if you have a Jay-Z verse, like he might have laid down the verse, but maybe they didn't get the paper right. And then Jay-Z was like, oh, wait, you're putting me on the album and playing the song in front of people and we don't have the paper right? That's what happened. Because no one doesn't want a Jay-Z verse on their album. You know what I mean? Like, you could be like Beyonce's ex-husband. You would still want a Jay-Z verse on your album.
Well, I got a controversial creative thing for you then. Because Kanye's an amazing producer, I want you guys to know, like, he's not the first one to be a producer to do, like, what I consider, like, posse albums. You know what I'm saying? Like the Juice Crew, for example. Rest in peace, Biz, right? As the game continued to grow, what about producers like Dr. Dre and DJ Premier RZA. With Guru and RZA? Right, exactly. So we could go on and on and on. So like, this isn't new. You see what I'm saying? It's just that very special people have to pull it off, right? It's like the people that I name, like those is icons. You know what I'm saying? And so I want to hear that on wax. Like the marketing and promotion and advertising is great, but KRS-One once taught me to rely on talent, not marketing and promotions. And that stuck with me. That stuck with me, dog. So this is all gonna be great. And we gonna buy all of the merch, and we gonna go to Atlanta, we gonna go to Chicago, he gonna set himself on fire. He might even do Evel Knievel. You know what, I'm gonna tell you what he doing next.
Jump over the Grand Canyon.
Kanye about to jump over the Grand Canyon. That's what's about to happen next. I'm breaking news right now.
I'm about to call
the news desk.
He's gonna go to space. He's gonna jump over the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
He's gonna do the milk crate challenge in the middle of Soldier Field. He's gonna do all that. He's gonna go fully viral. Just everything. He's gonna jump on every wave. But dog, if the album ain't popping, none of this matters.
Correct.
Alvin's and Bob and Nunn's match. You can rent out the Mercedes-Benz Stadium for as long as you want.
Talk
but if,
to
if,
me.
If I'm not nodding my head when I'm in the car, then I don't care. If you don't have bars, then I don't care.
Let me tell you something, Let me tell you something. Diddy was a solo artist dating J-Lo, had Biggie, had The Lox, had 112, had Mace, had G-Dep, Black Rob. He kept bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why, like, y'all see Puff now, he walking around with a pick in his head, jumping on stage with Usher anytime he want. Like, there's been some dudes that's been putting some work in this game now. So this is going to be all great. But I need to hear some music. I need to hear. And I don't want to hear 15 singles. I want to hear an album. I want to hear an album. I want to hear College Dropout. I want to hear an album.
Oh, you ain't getting that. If you want the old Kanye, you can buy the old album.
I want Graduation.
He's moved all the way on from that. That's gone. So he also, Kim Kardashian, God bless her, put on a Balenciaga wedding dress and then entered the stage and like did like a little ceremony with him. And am I wrong? Or are they divorced? Getting divorced in the middle of a divorce? I mean, I don't know what their personal relationship is, right? But I know if me and my wife get divorced and I'm like, listen, I got a show on Thursday. I just need you to show up in the studio with a wedding dress on. She wouldn't just hang up. She would hang up, track me down and hit me with a baseball bat.
How many times have the Kardashians shied away from a camera or some marketing and promotions?
No such thing.
Has that ever happened?
No such thing.
Oh, no.
So, do you know what Devin Booker is doing right now?
What is he doing right now?
He's on a yacht with Kendall Jenner.
And she's wearing the gold medal.
You don't care. I want to go on a yacht someday. I want to charter a yacht. You know, Below Deck is one of my favorite shows on TV. Shout out to Below Deck Mediterranean. I want to go on a yacht one day, Jay.
Can we get rich enough
to go on a yacht?
Let's do it.
You know what? Let's just start small. I just want to go for an afternoon. You know what I mean? A sunset cruise.
Let's do it.
Let's just start small.
Done and
sunset
done.
Sunset cruise.
Let's do it.
But we got to chop it. You're not taking me on a yacht. We got to chop it 50-50. You can pay the tip. That's not the same. If you're going on someone else's yacht, it's not the same as going on a yacht. Jalen, Bills coach Sean McDermott had this to say about COVID and the vaccine and his frustrations. Didn't say anything about Cole Beasley, but we all know that Cole Beasley's been very loud about not getting vaccinated and got fined. He said, yeah, it's very frustrating, and there's people's livelihoods at stake in terms of, you know, people's jobs and their performances judged off wins and losses are how well person X or Y, and some of that's dependent on other members of the team. I mean, his job is pretty secure. They had a great season last year. But he's basically saying that everybody on the roster gets judged on how well they perform and how well the team performs, and their livelihoods are tapped into that. And if you are not vaccinated or if your lack of vaccination hurts the team, then you're hurting everybody on the team. It's a very succinct way and sort of good example of why all football players should be vaccinated. And it's got me thinking this, Mr. Rose. I always hear about all the sacrifices that athletes make in the name of winning, and Kobe wakes up at 3 a.m. and works out, and off season spent running up hills and plant-based diets and in the gym, and I developed that and I developed this, and I'll do anything to win, anything to win. But when it comes to putting an FDA approved vaccine shot in my arm, no, that's going too far.
Oh man, I got so many jokes with this. First off, just think of, if you're an adult and you call yourself not wanting to get vaccinated because you feel like you don't know what you're putting in your body, think back to some of your sexual exploits over your life.
The vaccine won't kill you. What are we doing?
The vaccine won't kill you. Think back. Think back to some of the alcoholic beverages you consumed.
Kill his mic, Reg.
What do you do when you get a headache? You take an aspirin. Right? Have you ever had NyQuil?
Yeah.
You know, have you ever eaten meat when you get a chance, watch what happens to those animals before they get killed and before you eat them. That's not clean. That's not
That's
clean.
A good point.
That's not clean. And I'm using the word right. That's not clean. And so therefore, if you've seen 700,000 plus people die because of anything, in this case, coronavirus, and somebody says, hey, Jalen, I got a secret for you. If you take these two vaccine shots, you might get it, but I can almost guarantee, Jalen, you get it, you won't die.
Well, the numbers are you won't even, likely like 99% you won't have to go to the hospital.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, if somebody would have told me that at 15, if you drink 10 straight 40 ounces right now, I guarantee you going to the NBA. I got the check right here. I got the contract right now. You know what I've been doing? I'd have been drinking the 40 ounces. That's not good for me. That's, if something, and let's talk team and family dynamic. This decision does not only affect you. Because when you're not vaccinated, I hate to remind you, even though I might be a stranger, it kind of affects me too. Number one. And then number two, you want to play a team sport? Okay, let's play a team sport. How many times, David Jacoby, when you were in high school and somebody messed up the drill and everybody had to run a suicide?
Everybody got to run 17s.
Right? It wasn't like, you know what, you're the best player, you don't have to run. It wasn't like it wasn't your fault, you don't have to run. Didn't everybody have to run?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because it's a team sport. We rely on each other.
That's just how this works. That's just how this works. And if part of that responsibility is to be vaccinated so you can be available for your team in practice, in the meetings, and in the game, that's basically your job to do it, even if you don't want to do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming back and forth the studio, you think I wanted to go get all of them tests? I didn't want to do that. Like, oh man, dang, I got to go get a test 24 hours before I leave, 48 hours before I leave, 72 hours before I leave. Oh, is it going to be in my nose? Is it going to be oral? Is it going to be like, what I got? Got to do what you got to do. Got to get the email. And so, Jim like,
Rose,
it's just irresponsible not to do so. And I'm telling you, this is when it's going to get real. When people start to mess with other people's money. See, it's all fun and games right now, and Jacoby's my man. Like, that's his decision. I stand behind him. That's my guy. But what time for you to show up at 7 in the morning, play the game, and Jacoby, all of a sudden, is the reason why I can't play, we can't play, and I can't get paid? Oh, no. I don't even like you no more. Y'all might as well cut him. Cole Beasley, he might end up, hey, dog, he don't end up on the wire, dog.
Jalen.
And I ain't talking about the hit TV show.
We always love
giving. Shout out to Wood Harris, my guy.
We always love giving people the opportunity to be on the show. So during this special weekend edition, we only have time for one voicemail. So we're going to pick one voicemail, but you can call 9580-JALEN. And leave us a voicemail about anything. You decide what we talk about. This is when you decide what we talk about. 9580-JALEN, we got time for
one. I got to say one thing before you go to the voicemail. Please, one thing. When we talked about Jay not being on Kanye's album, the point I'm making is, if you're Kanye, you do whatever you got to do to make sure Jay's on the album.
That's what you did? That was so important to you. That was so important to you.
Hey, man, hey, dog.
That was important to you.
Hey, man, I love rap music. I love rap music.
You don't
music.
Think that was implied? Like, you don't think that was implied from what you said earlier?
I love rap
so,
music.
So, you can stop the show and be like, oh, wait, I have one tiny little note,
just
which I've already
music.
Basically said about a topic that we said 12 minutes ago.
Oh, that's what I've been bumping also, West Side Gun.
Okay. Play the voicemail, please.
What's going on, you guys? My name is Tyler. I'm out of Palm Coast down here in Florida. I want to shout out Red's Ledge. You know how it is. So I'd like to ask some advice from you guys. I recently got out of a 2-year relationship and, that's pretty much it. Got out of the relationship and just kind of looking for advices to take steps forward to kind of level up my life. Once again, shout out Red, shout out Jalen, shout out Jacoby. Y'all keeping it real, you know. I got on the podcast about a year ago and I think I've listened to it every day since. Peace.
That's love.
We love nothing more than the everyday listeners. Everyday listeners know more about my life than some of my best friends. I got to talk to Tyler about something. But first of all, we're going to have some advice for you how to move forward, right? But one thing I just want to say is it's hard. You know what I mean? People try to be masculine and tough and act like things don't get to them. And I can hear it in your voice. Breakups are hard. Whether you broke up with her or him or they broke up with you or however it went down, it's hard to move on. So, like, I think the first step in moving on is kind of like just being honest with yourself and saying, you know what, this is difficult. But like everything, happiness is on the other side of work. So you got some work to do. So Jalen Rose, what sort of work should he do to get back on his feet and get back out there?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. And since you didn't give any details to why you guys broke up, I'm not going to suggest one way or another how you might be feeling psychologically based on that decision by either side. But here's what I will say to you. Don't look back. That's the first thing. Don't look back. Be your best version of yourself. Like, you can't change. You're not going to lose 30 pounds tomorrow. You're probably not going to have your dream job today. You know, stay low, keep firing. That's what you do. Be your best version of yourself. Don't necessarily feel like you got to rush into nothing and do nothing. Just stay low, keep firing. When you start to continue to be the best version of yourself, everything else is going to fall in line.
Tyler, listen, it's 2021. Just get your best picture and get on the internet apps. That's what it is. That's what dating is in 2021. Get on the apps. Get on all of them. Every single one.
And you know what else? Here's what else you got to do. You in Florida. Jacoby gave you the A-plus advice. I'm going to give you the B advice. You got to go to strip club.
We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.